Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 195 for March 1st, 2009.
And yes, living on this boat, playing beach bars to keep her afloat. One thing.
The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance.
Hey, Jimmy.
And we have kind of a spring break theme going on here. It's that time of the year. Everybody is off to their favorite warm vacation spot for spring break. At least I hope they are.
Playing your tunes with bread in my pot. Moving on. What I...
So I thought the song Thank You, My Buffett Tune,
but hey, Jimmy, I wanna thank...
by Mike Aiken is appropriate for this podcast.
I like your songs, what can I say?
And you can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.blogspot.com.
Hey, Bubba, ain't no doubt.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome aboard the podcast. I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And I want to thank you for being a listener and subscribing if you're a subscriber. And you can subscribe to the show by going to iTunes and putting in the search box, Home Travel Agent, and the show will come up and you can subscribe within iTunes. Or if you're a Zune user, you can go to my homepage at hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net and click on the Zune subscribe to link, and that will put the subscription right into your Zune software.
Like your songs, what can I say? Play them at the bars 100 times a day. Margaritaville, fins to the right.
And if you're a first-time visitor here to the show, what we're all about is about the travel business. We talk about the travel industry, talk about being a travel agent, and quite often we have guests on the show who are travel professionals and are there to help you out and help you build your business, or to talk about their business and how their business can help your clients.
One thing you gotta know is true. Hey, Jimmy, they want me.
And coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about Twitter in the news section. So I want to mention that if you want to follow me on Twitter, go to Twitter and type in the name Kantz B, K-A-N-T-Z B, and you will come up with my Twitter page, and you can hit the follow button and follow me on Twitter. And you know, you want to work it out so that you travel for fun and travel for vacations, because business travel is a profitability killer. So do more and travel less with GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting service. You know, with just a click, you can launch sales presentations, training sessions, product demos, or collaborative sessions right from your desk. GoToMeeting is so easy to set up and use, you'll have your first meeting running in seconds. Plus, hold as many meetings as you want for one flat rate, and that is one flat rate fee for the whole year. And you know, GoToMeeting offers you free voice over IP and phone conferencing, and that's all included as well. So try GoToMeeting for free for 45 days. Yep, 45 days. And that's a special offer. And to get the special offer, you must visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcasts, and that's podcasts plural. And you can get a free trial, 45-day free trial. Check it out. Well, speaking about spring break, you know, I'm taking a little break here from work. I'm on vacation this week, which kind of feels good. And normally we would take off and go to Florida or somewhere warm for a week during the winter season here, because, you know, the winter gets pretty cumbersome. It lays on you almost here in Michigan. We have so much snow and cold weather and cloudy weather that it's almost a necessity at some point to try to get out and try to get into a warm climate. But, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to make it this year with Gail battling breast cancer, and we're hanging out at home, and I have time off from the class that I teach, and I'm taking time off from my full-time job, and I'm doing some work on podcasts and that type of thing. So some of the things that I like to do, and that's good. And I hope you all are having a great spring break, and if you're getting away to a warmer climate, you know, congratulations. Or maybe you already live in a warmer climate and you're just getting away, and that's good too. But whatever you're doing, you know, I hope you're enjoying yourself. And with that, what I want to do is get right into the co-hosted segment of the show. Laureen joins us and talks about her travel to San Francisco to attend the Two Nations Expo. And she learns a lot there. And in the co-hosted segment, we're going to talk a lot about what you can learn at these expos and how to develop that knowledge and put it to use for your clients and for your business. So with that, what I want to do is get right into the co-hosted segment of the show. And then after that, I've got several news articles and some kind of interesting, unusual news that I think you'll like. So stay tuned for the rest of the show. So here we go. Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment. And we have Laureen Romero here, fresh back from the Two Nations Conference. And we're going to be talking about that tonight. Welcome, Laureen. How are you?
I am well. Thank you, Barry. How are you doing?
Well, doing pretty good. You know, it's like spring's trying to start up here.
Well, that works.
Yeah.
It's almost March. That's good. We're getting close to spring. Has it stopped snowing there for at least a little while?
Yeah, a little while. It'll be back, though.
Yeah, well, it is still winter. That's okay. We've had our fair share of rain this week, and I just noticed on the headline this morning that we're not over our drought yet. Let me tell you, we've been having a lot of rain, so we need the rain. We'll take some of your snow and drain it off to be our rain. How's that?
Well, we have plenty of fresh water here.
I remember just 2 weeks ago, we had Linda Botts, who is with Victoria Clippers, and they were putting on an expo, and I was so bummed that I wasn't able to go. Well, the universe provides. I swear, I was trying to find every way possible to go to the San Francisco show, and it just wasn't going to work. I was trying to go to the San Jose show. Wasn't going to work in my schedule to be able to do this. So here I'm trying to manipulate, and I clearly take responsibility for trying to manipulate Gail into going up to Seattle so I can go to the show, because they're actually having the very end of the road trip is going to be in Seattle on March 12th. So if any of our listeners are in the Seattle area, it's totally worth your time to be able to go to the last Two Nations Vacation Travel Show up there if you can. But being that the universe provides, the conference call that I had that was mandatory for me to be on at 3 o'clock, which would mean I couldn't possibly get to San Francisco in time, they emailed us saying, oh, we met 3 o'clock Central Time. Well, I live on the Pacific time zone, which means for me it would be 1 o'clock. So it gave me plenty of time to go down there. And our speaker guest for next week is Jackie Friedman, and she is with Nexion, who was originally scheduled to have her interview on this week's show, was able to move the date. So I was able to go to the San Francisco trade show last night, and I wanted to give a little report on it. And I got to tell you, it was a wonderful, wonderful trade show. And I realized that for a lot of our listeners, it may or may not apply for their information unless their clients are going to be in this area. But there's a lot of listeners who are on the West Coast and a lot more listeners who actually do cruises, and this is the year that we really should encourage our clients to go up to Alaska. So the information that I was able to gather could be really, really helpful. To be able to get more information to our listeners, I'm also going to try to schedule in the next couple weeks someone from the Seattle Visitors Bureau as well as the Victoria person. Those are two areas that if you have clients that are going to be on an Alaska cruise, it's important to be able for them to be more in the area than just seeing Seattle or Victoria as just a port town, or Vancouver just as a port town, but to be able to stay for a couple of days, either pre or post cruise, to be able to experience what Seattle is. Barry, you were in Seattle not too long ago. Is that not a wonderful town?
Oh, it's a great place. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We really enjoyed it, and we took a cruise out to Friday Harbor and did some whale watching, and it's so much to do. Plus, being downtown was a lot of fun.
Seattle's a great town. And so my guess is your experience of, would be totally different if you had, say, for example, just flown into Seattle, zipped over to the cruise line, and got right on the ship. As opposed to, I know what you did is you were spending your time in Seattle, but if you were going on a cruise ship, you would have missed out on all that fun, Pike's Market. I don't know if you, did you two go to the Space Needle?
Yeah, we did. And we went down to Pike's Market. And, oh, there's a bar there as you go up the hill from Pike's Market. And that's... Oh, there was a lady in there that worked that she was in Alfred Hitchcock's Birds movie. So just interesting tidbits, but you know, you can't learn that by just going through on the airport.
Exactly. Getting back to just relaying some of my experience of the trade show, it was really wonderful. And again, if we have some listeners who are in the Seattle area, can go to the March 4th one. It's going to be at the Bell Harbor Conference Center, and that's on Alaska Way. It's right up from where their offices are on Pier 66. The one here in San Francisco is at the Hyatt Regency. It's right off the Embarcadero, and it was really good. They had a whole bunch of people representing a whole bunch of different areas. Again, there were people there from Seattle Visitors Bureau. There were a couple of different hotels that were from that downtown Seattle and more towards the waterway. They had a couple of representatives from Victoria. There's a woman I talked to from Vancouver Island, because I have a client whose husband loves fly fishing. She goes, we have fly fishing in our area. So I gave her my card, and on the back of the card I wrote, please send information about fly fishing. I took her card and I said, please email regarding fly fishing. So that way she and I had both the same information. And I'd walk back later, she goes, I'll remember to get you that fly fishing information. There were different hotels that were there. There was Red Lion. There were some boutique the resorts or hotels that are, you know, in Victoria that I got information on. There were a couple of places in the Vancouver area, like Grouse Mountain. They had somebody who was representing their company. Just different hotels, different types of lodging of different levels, all the way from Best Western up to Fairmont. There was, it was different types of representation there. Seattle Southside CBB was there, and they're always a kick because they're, you know, that's the south end. So they're a lot of fun. And it had different types of things to be able to sell you for your clients. Again, Victoria Clippers, they are also, as Linda had mentioned in our pod show from 2 weeks ago, they work FIT, they work groups. And I said, Linda, do you guys just sell one night pre or post? She goes, absolutely. Because between the time of the interview and me going to the trade show, again, the universe doing whatever it does for whatever reason, I actually had client purpose to go and look, which was kind of cool. Last week, I booked 4 cruises. Deposits, some of them are totally paid off. It was a very interesting week and time-consuming week, but it was good. I'm not complaining. 2 of the clients are going on Alaska cruises. One is going out of Seattle, and they would like pre-night lodging, and I have information sitting here now on my desk from a place I would like to refer them to, because it's part of a pre-night package. It includes transportation from the hotel to the cruise line. It includes a meal, very nice lodging. It's totally what they're looking for. So when I booked with them, I said, you know what, I'm going to this conference. Let me see what I can find, and it gave me a way of having a purpose and an interaction with a vendor for a client. And the client's like, absolutely, we don't need to get the hotel tonight. They booked it. They're going to deal with their own air. Coming from Santa Rosa to Seattle is pretty easy, so they can book their own air. And they're like, yeah, could you find us some lodging for pre, which is wonderful. I have another client who booked last week, two adults with two kids, doing a 14-night Holland America up from Vancouver all the way up to Seward and back down, and they want some activities to do while they're in Vancouver for several days afterwards because Daddy has the meeting, so they get to use part of it as a tax write-off. So they're like, could you find us some excursions to do while we're staying in Vancouver? So it was kind of, like I said, the universe doing its thing. And I was able to get some really good contacts with things for them to be able to do. Granville to Island, they have now a food walking tour. There's different types of entertainment that's out there, and they'll have some things for the kids to do. This sort of thing I wouldn't have known if I hadn't gone to this expo. So it really, if you do ever have an opportunity to go to some trade shows, whether it's the standard trade show that we've talked about, you know, travel agent trade show or activities trade show, any type of thing that you can prepare yourself more and more for clients when they have questions and information, that makes you a better travel agent. And one of the things that Barry and I were talking about before we hit the record button is, you know, a lot of people will take your offer for a booking and then go to Costco and go, well, Costco beat this, can you compete? And we can't. As home-based travel agents, we cannot compete with places like Costco unless you're taking commission out of your own pocket. What we are available to do is be of a resource for our clients, as opposed to if they're going to do something at Costco or vacations.com or some internet-based sort of company. Be able to talk to live people as a representative. I'm a Nexion member. I can call Royal Caribbean and talk to one of the booking agents, and they'll give me information about a promenade deck that, if you looked on the website, you're never going to see a promenade stateroom available, but as an agent talking to them, they're like, oh, we have this available. What do you think? So there really is a difference when you're able to present to your clients things that make it much more interesting and, you know, giving them much more value, even though you can't beat the Costco price. It, you know, that sort of thing. That's very, that you and I were just talking about that a few minutes ago.
Yeah, the value that you add as a travel agent because of your knowledge and experience, there's no website or high volume warehouse like Costco that they can't even come close. And people have to value their time too. And if they value their time, they're going to use a travel agent.
I have this client who had asked if I could beat this online price, and I can't. You know, we don't charge service charge on top of our commission, and it's interesting. She would rather, there was a $150 difference between what I was able to offer her and one of these internet sites, and I can't. That would be coming totally out of my commission. I'd barely be making $300, so it would take half my commission away. And her attitude, which I really appreciated, was, you know what? I would rather have a live agent and spend the extra money. And the irony is after we'd done all the booking, I found a book that I had gotten one time while I was up in Alaska, because as Barry knows, I've been to Alaska many times now, so go ahead and send me people who want to go to Alaska on a cruise. And so I emailed her and I said, you know, I have this book of photos for you to look at if you want. It will help the kids get excited. And she goes, I would love to be able to borrow that book. She goes, my husband is an avid photographer and he would love to be able to look at it. And she ended her email messages with, this is why I want a real travel agent. Thank you. You're already starting to make it special. So getting back to, you know, being prepared, having information, having things for real clients, because you're a real person who's really experienced talking to people at trade shows or being able to share some information, that is so different than if you're going to book through Costco or vacations.com or anything that's web-based. You just want to have that human touch that you're available to be able to give to your clients, and they'll be repeat clients. As a matter of fact, this particular couple emailed me saying, we have two friends who have two kids who also want to do this 14-night Holland America trip with us. We'll send them your way. Is that a compliment or what? I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yep, getting those referrals.
And, you know, speaking of referrals, I want to wrap up the co-host section. Gary Ebels, who is out in your area, and he is not only an avid listener, but also he has been on the show a couple of times, called me last week and said, I'd like to refer two people to you, and because, yeah, I'm passionate about doing cruises, he said, I would like you to take care of these people for me. Now, honestly, I would. Now, he's a Disney specialist, right?
Yes, he is.
If I got a couple who wanted to go to Disney, I'd be like, is that Disneyland? Disney World? That's totally out of my league. And the appropriate thing that he did, which I am so appreciative to, and Gary, I know you're listening to the show, so you can blush now. He referred these two people to somebody who knew would take care of them. I, in turn, would do the same for him. I would go, Gary, you know what? I don't know anything about Disney. I'd like to refer these clients to you. Would you do me a favor and please take care of them and let me know how it turns out? Well, as it turns out for his clients, they're booked, paid, all ready to go. They're going on a 5-night cruise to the Western Caribbean. They said, we just want to go see Belize. Okay. So I found a 5-night for them. It was short, to the point, and they just wanted to get out, kind of have a girlfriend's time away. It's two women that are friends. They just want to get away for a little while, and it worked out really well. And, yeah, I just want to thank Gary for sending me the referral and having the faith that I would be able to take care of his customers. And they're all excited. They're the ones who are getting the promenade stateroom that I had mentioned, that if they'd looked on the website at Royal Caribbean, they would never have seen it even available. So, you know, being able to take care of clients and making them happy is kind of what it's all about. And that's why we do all the training that we do and get all the experience. And that's why it's good for us to be home-based, because we have the time to do this, and also be available to our clients. So it all works out.
Very good. Yes, it does.
So, Barry, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, they can email me at barry@hometravelagent.net. And Lorraine, how about you?
My email is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com. And ask any of the listeners who have emailed us. We always get back to them.
Yes, we do. Well, thank you for the co-host segment, Lorraine, and we'll catch you and Vicki Friedman next week.
Absolutely, and we're also going to have Tanya Hancock from the Anchorage Visitors Bureau coming on the show in a couple weeks, so that's another special guest that we have.
Great. Okay, thank you, Lorraine, for a great co-hosted segment, and I want to get into the news articles here. I think I've got, let's see, about 6 news articles, and the first one is, and this, you know, you might remember that how long ago was that, a year ago? People were joking about airlines charging all these fees for everything, and the joke even went so far as to joke about airlines charging to use the bathroom. Well, the joke is going to become a reality, believe it or not. And this is a story reported on CNN on February 27th. And what it says is that Ryanair, that's an Ireland's airline, a discount airline from Ireland, is considering charging for using the restroom on its flights. Now, can you imagine that? They want to install coin-operated toilets on its fleet. Now, the dilemma is, and this was posed as a question in the article, what if somebody doesn't have any money when they're on the airplane? What do they do? And the response from the Ryanair spokesman was that, you know, they've never run into anyone on the aircraft that didn't have a pound or two with them as they're flying. So hopefully that's correct. Otherwise, it could be a dilemma. And moving on to the next news article, which is also from CNN. And this is from Wednesday, February 18th. And it's an article about music cruises and music cruises connecting artists and fans. You know, if you go on a music cruise, it's great. You know, it's an intimate venue where you can be on a cruise enjoy your favorite music, enjoy your favorite band, or enjoy your favorite genre of music. And, you know, you may end up standing in the buffet line with, you know, your favorite musician. And most music cruises give you the opportunity to have pictures taken and autographs with the musicians that are on board. Now, this is a growing trend in the cruise industry, and each year more companies are renting entire ships for these music cruises. And not just any one genre, but all kinds of genres are happening on these cruises. Jazz fans, rock fans, even polka fans are finding cruises that they can take advantage of. So a shout out to Lucianne Evans, who is a jazz musician looking at doing some specialty vacations, jazz vacations, and maybe even some jazz cruises in the future. I think she's starting to put together some jazz vacations. So if anyone's interested in a jazz vacation, get a hold of Lucianne Evans. And she was on the show a couple of weeks, well, not weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago. So you can find her email address in the archives of the show. And if you can't find it, let me know. Drop me an email, barry@hometravelagent.net, and I will forward Lucianne's email address to you. But the gist of the article is that these music cruises are becoming very popular. And the third article that I have here is, again, from CNN. And this is from Friday, February 27th. And again, a link to all these articles are in the show notes. And this article is about changing travel one tweet at a time. Now, I mentioned in the opening of the show about Twitter, and that's what this article is all about, Twitter. When the aircraft, the U.S. Airways Flight 1549, crashed into the Hudson River last month, there was a Florida entrepreneur on board a ferry out in the Hudson River, and he posted a Twitter message about, and also he posted a photo about this aircraft going into the drink. And he was the first one to report on this, what could have been a tragic event, turned out very well. But Twitter beat all the news organizations to posting information about this airplane crash. So the article goes on to talk about how people, through their social networks in Twitter, how they can, for instance, maybe go into a hotel room and discover that your hotel room has bed bugs, and you tweet the information, and all of your friends in your social network will know about this hotel. And if the chain of hotels monitors Twitter, and there's ways they can do that, they can monitor their name using a Twitter search function, they can find out that there are people talking about their hotel brand and respond to the customer that's having a problem almost immediately. And this has happened. And what I want to do here, I'll back up a little bit to tell you what Twitter is. It's a microblogging site, and you monitor the site, you subscribe to people who you are interested in, and what they do is they have a limit of 140 characters that they can input and talk about what they're doing at the moment. And all the people that are subscribed to this particular person sees that information come up on their Twitter page. People that are subscribed to you have the same opportunity to see your Twitter posts on their Twitter page instantly when you put in a tweet. Now, there are people out there that have tens of thousands of followers. So can you imagine if you have, maybe you just have 300 or 400 followers and you put in a tweet about Southwest Airlines, for instance, sitting on the runway for 2 hours. All of your friends, all of your 300 followers know that you're trapped in that airline for 2 or 3 hours. But not only that, Southwest Airlines monitors their name through using a Twitter search function, and they will see your post as well and may respond to you, and likely they will. Southwest is a good company. You know, they would likely respond to you and see what they could do to help you out. So Twitter has the ability to change the travel industry, and it has the ability to change many industries. And that's what the point of this article is about. And check it out in the show notes, and you can learn a lot more about Twitter. Now, this next article is a press release, and it's a press release from February 27th, 2009. And it caught my eye, and the reason it did, because I have some friends that live, an hour and a half south of here, down in the area where I grew up, and they have a swimming pool. And, being over at their house during the summertime and getting out of the pool and walking up and sitting down in their lawn furniture, soaking wet, and in the evenings here in Michigan, in the summertime, even it can get a little bit chilly, but it's nice to be in a warm pool. But when you get out, your swimming suit holds all that water, and you take that water and transfer it to the chair you're sitting in, and then you're sitting in this cold water, freezing, all the time trying to be social. Well, this article points out that there's a new sportswear out there from Sundry Technologies, and it's a line of activewear with fiber or fabric that repels wetness and dries within moments, and it's called Sundry Swim, and it's nanotechnology. And it sheds water as naturally as the skin, and it becomes dry in moments after you get out of the pool or out of the ocean or wherever you're swimming at. And it also is treated so that it's chlorine and UV stable, so it's not damaged by chlorine or ultraviolet rays. So if you'd like to know more about this product, about this swimwear that helps keep you dry after you've been swimming and getting out of the drink, however you entered it, whether it's a swimming pool or a lake or an ocean, check it out on the show notes. And by the way, you can subscribe to the show notes. Just go to the main page, hometravelagent.net. Over on the right-hand side, there's a box where you can enter your email address. And once you do that, you'll get the show notes every week delivered right in your email box. And if you hear something here in the news that you're interested in, it's right there in your email, and you can click on it, and you'll be taken right to the page that we're talking about. Now, the next article is posted in the blog, Upgrade, Travel Better, and it's about electronic cigarettes. And this article was posted on February 10th, 2009. I don't know if any of you have heard about this yet, but there are electronic cigarettes out there. They're becoming popular. And what these cigarettes are, they actually look like a cigarette. They feel like a cigarette. And when you puff on them, the end of the cigarette lights up just like it was on fire, but there is no fire, there is no smoke, and what happens inside the cigarette, inside the electronic cigarette, is some technology that heats up the air and heats up some vapor, water vapor, and mixes it with nicotine. And there's a little nicotine cartridge that you put in these electronic cigarettes. So when you're puffing on it, you get this heated, vaporized air running through this nicotine, and it smokes similarly to a cigarette. You inhale the nicotine, and when you exhale the water vapor. There's no smoke. Now, the issue here in this blog post is, will electronic cigarettes be permitted on airplanes? And actually, the post says that there is one airline that's looking at allowing these electronic cigarettes to be used on their airplane. So look out for those. Watch for those electronic cigarettes. Kind of interesting. I'm not much interested in smoking, even whether it's electronic or otherwise. But, you know, I'm a techie, and this is Gadget, and it was kind of interesting. And the final article here is from Walt Disney World News. And Walt Disney World is debuting a new online check-in service. It's for Walt Disney World Resorts, and it is a service that is complimentary and available to guests staying at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels and Disney Vacation Club resorts. And this service is available as of February 2009, so just recently it's become available. And if you want, you can check in online within 10 days of your arrival date, and you're able to provide check-in information and advise the resort of what time you're going to arrive and ask for guest room preferences, although these can't be guaranteed. And you can also register the names of all the people in your party and provide the credit card to cover the charges at the resort. Now, when you arrive at the resort, what happens is that you go to a special area where you pick up your keys and your registration materials, and there will be Disney cast members there available to help you and answer any questions that you might have. So it's kind of a streamlined way to get checked in at the Walt Disney World Resorts. Something you may want to take advantage of. You may want to advise your clients of this, because I'm sure it's a big time saver. When I was at Walt Disney World Resort 3 or 4 years ago, there was a line to check in. So this would give you a fast pass right to your keys, right to your hotel room keys. Well, that's the news. And I'll wrap up the show here by wishing everyone a great spring break wherever you may be going, even if you're staying at home. Have a great time. Stay healthy. Travel safe. And we'll see you next week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Living on this boat, playing beach bars to keep her afloat. One thing you gotta know is true.
Hey, Jimmy, they want to hear you. Hey, Jimmy, thanks a lot. Playing your tunes with bread in my pot. Moving on, what I gotta do. But hey, Jimmy, I wanna thank you. I like your songs, what can I say? Play them at the bars 100 times a day. Margaritaville, fins to the right. Think I'm gonna pass on playing your songs tonight. Hey, Bubba, ain't no doubt. Parrot heads know what it's about. The beach players, they all know it's true. Yeah, man, hats off to you. Hey, Jimmy, yes, indeed. You help me out in times of need. Yes, it has been a lovely cruise. 10 years playing those songs you do. Like your songs, what can I say? Play them at the bars 100 times a day. Margaritaville, fins to the right. Think I'm gonna pass on playing your songs tonight. On this boat, playing beach bars to keep her afloat. One thing you gotta know is true. Hey, Jimmy, they wanna hear you. They wanna hear you. I wanna hear you. I wanna thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wanna thank you.